Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to another fun-filled edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host Macaulay Matthews, I am of course William Ramo. What's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. I know you're in a good mood. You know the deal. We talk sports, entertainment, and everything else.
Yes, sirree.
And you know we're gonna lead off with the Subway Series. I know you're a little pumped up about that. So what's up about that? I'm gonna kick it to you. You know, we're gonna talk that. We're gonna talk NBA with the NBA Finals. You know, a little bit about WWE and our experience yesterday. You know, at MSG for the Super Show, and other stuff. We'll open it up for the fans. But without further ado, we will lead off with the Subway Series. Hey, your team won. We're gonna lead off with the Yankees. You may take the floor.
Yeah, you were talking a lot of trash yesterday on the train when we were going to the WWE Super Show, saying, you got to beat us. The Yankees got 2 years ago collapsed in February. You were cracking a lot of jokes yesterday, huh?
I wasn't cracking jokes yesterday. Because,
yes, you were.
By the time we left, the Mets already lost.
Okay.
Mets lost, what was the score? 5-3, so... I wasn't talking trash.
You can't talk trash today, buddy.
Hey,
that's for sure.
I didn't talk trash yesterday either. And that was a good sport. Even when the Mets beat you guys, on Friday night. So I was being a good sport. You know, we beat you guys 4-0. We shut you guys out 4-0. Same score as today. You guys shut us out too today.
Yep.
The season series is split 3-3. Just like how it's been for the past couple of years, with the exception of last year when all the Mets star players, I think with the exception of David Wright, was injured. But everybody else was out of the lineup, but David Wright was the only one playing. But you know what? You guys won this series that defended Yankee Stadium, and I'm glad to leave.
Hey, and as usual, the Yankees get the last laugh. I mean, you know, you guys always come to Yankee Stadium trying to win a series, but you can never win the last game of the series.
Oh, really? What about in 2008, my friend?
2008? You guys won the last game of the series?
Oh, yes, we did, my friend. We won the last game. We won the last game at Yankee Stadium.
Really? Because I heard they were talking about that today. They were saying you guys had a chance to win the last game of a series at the Yankee Stadium, but you guys couldn't. That's what I heard that they were talking about today.
You guys beat us last year, but the last year of the old Yankee Stadium, you guys got swept at your own stadium, man.
No, but you guys didn't win the last game at this stadium, though.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true. These last couple of years, Mets have, you know, for the most part, they've had a chance, you know, with a rubber game to win the series. And
yeah, that's what I'm talking
guys,
about.
You know, win, but I was talking about 08. You know, we swept you guys at the old Yankee Stadium.
Well, and that was in a sweep 3 days consecutive. It was like, I think there was one game you guys played like later on at Yankee Stadium. It was a makeup game, and then we had to go to City Field to play the other three games, I think. Something like
that,
right?
It was four games, but bottom line is the old Yankee Stadium, you know, we fucked you guys. You guys didn't, even though it's supposedly considered part of the City Field thing.
We slept you guys last year at a City Field. So what are you guys talking about?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Yankee Stadium, the house that Ruth built, the house that, you know, Joe DiMaggio and Gehrig and Mantle, Yogi, all your Yankee greats.
Yeah, but we slept you at City Field and Shea.
So?
Yes, we did. We slept you at City Field and Shea.
Wait, you're talking about in
2003.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, 22. So you act like
ever since then we've been playing you better. Ever since you swept us, that's what.
But we swept you last year at City Field.
Guess what happened the year before that in 2004? Guess what happened? Mets swept you in Shea Stadium the year afterwards.
Okay.
You want to go through history? Yeah.
Okay, but what about last year? We swept you at City Field.
Yeah, because all our guys were hurt.
No excuses. You always say Yankees make excuses. You shouldn't be making any excuses.
You guys always make excuses.
Okay, we make excuses.
Messina's pitching bad. Oh, he must be hurt. Oh, he had a bad game. He must be hurt.
Okay, this is the same guy. You're the same guy that says the Yankees collapsed in February. But you guys collapse in February every year. What are you talking about?
Get it straight, son. Get it straight. We always collapse.
Yo, you'll get it straight.
We collapse in September.
Come on, please, man, please.
We collapse in September.
Man, you're delusional.
In 07 and in 08, we collapsed. 09, the injuries messed us up, so we collapsed in, like, about June or so.
Man, you act like the Mets have won championship after championship, man.
That's how the Yankees act like they win.
We did. We won the championship last year. We won the championship last year.
I'll give you guys credit. You guys have the more titles than anybody.
Yeah, but come on.
Like out of your 100 plus years, you guys won every single World Series ever played.
We have won two World Series, right? But you act like the Mets are defending champions.
Oh, wait, you didn't.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I didn't say we won in 08, but I'm saying you act like the Mets have won championship after championship every year.
No, I don't.
But you guys haven't.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I never seen the Mets win a championship. So how could I act like the Mets?
The way you act like the Mets are much better than the Yankees. They won more championships than the Yankees.
I don't know.
Come on now.
I don't know what planet you're on, because I never act like that.
Yes, you do.
I never act like that.
They're talking about sweeping us at the stadium.
I didn't even talk about sweeping you guys.
Yes, you did.
I never even said that.
Us collapsing in February. I mean, come on now.
No, I was talking about 08 because you. I was talking about 08 because you. You were in reference because you were. You were talking about you were making fun of the Mets how they collapsed in 07 or 08, and I said, you guys collapsed in February in 08.
No, you said you yesterday you cracked the joke that Yankees collapsed. Well, you've been saying you've been saying it since 2008 that Yankees collapsed in February, but I say the Mets collapse every year in February.
No, we don't. We collapse in September.
No, you don't.
Yes, we do because. Look at this.
You guys only made the playoffs since 2006.
That's
in the last 10 years.
07, 08, we had a chance to win, and we collapsed in the last game of the season.
So how did the Yankees collapse in 2008 then?
Because they really held the first place spot.
No, but we had a chance to make the playoffs, though.
The spot that they've always dominated.
But we had a chance to make the playoffs. We won 89 games.
Decades.
So how did we collapse in February? That doesn't make any sense.
So the Red Sox, Tampa Bay and Red Sox was beating up on you guys.
No, but we had the lead early on in the season. Then we just didn't play. Well, actually it was in the middle of the season, but then we lost it to Tampa.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You
and Boston. How is that collapse? You said we collapsed in February. That's like before the season even starts.
Exactly.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's like spring training because you guys held on to the lead for like maybe a couple of days, and then the Rays went on their career run. They've never been on a run like that.
But you guys do that every year. Come on.
Come on, please, man.
You guys lose the lead to Phillies every year. Come on.
Late in the season.
Come on, man.
06, we went to the World Series. We collapsed in the NLCS against the Cardinals.
06, you didn't go to the World Series. You went to the NLCS.
That's what I just said. NLCS.
The World Series.
I said NLCS.
You said World Series.
If I said that, then I made a mistake. I was thinking NLCS.
Man, you're delusional, man.
No. I remember exactly what I said. I said we should have been in the World Series instead of Cardinals. Well, Cardinals, we choked. You know, we didn't hit. We didn't hit in the clutch.
All right, man.
Supon pitched better than us, outpitched us. Jeff Weaver, your old buddy.
My old buddy. Yep. We go back way back.
Yeah, back in 03.
Yep. 03. Was pitching with the Dodgers yesterday against the Red Sox while we were at a special location.
I think the, not Rangers, whatchamacallit, Red Sox won that game.
Yeah, they did. But man, you have to stop living in this fantasy world, man, with the Mets. I mean, come on. This is like Yu-Gi-Oh. I mean, come on, stop, man.
I guess it's your move. But in any case, what was I gonna say?
Hey, we got bragging rights here, so no more trash talking for the rest of the year.
I didn't even trash talk yesterday when you guys beat us. I didn't even trash talk when we beat you guys in this on Friday. So.
Well, if you guys would have won, you would have trash talk. Come on, admit it.
You won on Friday. I didn't say anything.
You would have, right?
I didn't.
Yeah, right. Come on. No, you would have. I said you would have said, "Oh, come on, the Yankees, man. You guys are choke artists." You know you would have said it. You would have trash talk. Come on.
How can I call you guys choke artists when in 07 and 08, that's what Hamels called us that. That wouldn't be original now, wouldn't it be?
No, but come on. You know, if the Mets won today or yesterday, I would have heard all Met talk and Met trash talking. Come on now.
Well, I got to give you a little bit. You know? I have to give you a little bit, you know.
Exactly.
Just a little bit. Let you know that. Huh? Let you know what's up. Like our troop. I gotta show you what's up. But
Well, no more trash talking for the rest of the year. Agreed?
Hey, I have nothing to say right now, so I have nothing to say. You guys did what you guys were expected to do. You guys won the series, 2 out of 3. You snapped the Mets' 8-game winning streak, and now Mets are now in a brief 2-game losing streak. Because other than Reyes and Saturday, he was the only guy who showed up in the offense. So,
yeah. He had like two home runs yesterday, didn't he?
Yeah, he hit the second pitch of the game, leadoff home run.
Okay.
Then his second at bat in the third, he hits a 2-run home run to give Mets a brief lead. But Mike Pelfrey, these last two starts, he clearly doesn't have, you know, command. He's going through a dead arm period, so he's stunk these last couple of starts. And another guy, Santana. I mean, Santana hasn't been pitching good lately. He finally won his last start prior to today because the Mets actually scored some runs for him. But today, I can't say typical Johan Santana start because he pitched horrible and gave up that grand slam to Mark Teixeira, who finally awakened in the second game of the series yesterday. And
but you have to give the Yankees credit. I mean, Yankees, they do good with bases loaded this year. I mean, they've hit a lot of grand slams this year and have done good with the bases loaded. And Teixeira just crushed the Santana pitch. And, Santana, I mean, he didn't look sharp. I mean, he had his moments during the game, you know. But, I mean, he's been giving up I've heard he's given up a few grand slams this year, right?
Yeah, he has. He's given one up to Willingham. He's given it up to Victorino, and then now today he's given it up to Mark Teixeira. And that game with Victorino, that was his worst career start. He gave up 10 runs. And
yeah,
of course, you remember last year's Yankees team when they swept the Mets. Johan Santana had his second worst start of his career. When he gave up 9 runs to the Phillies.
Yeah. That was a Sunday night game, right?
A Sunday night game. I don't remember.
Yeah, today was supposed to be a pitching duel, but it looks like CeCe won that today. I mean, the Mets hitters couldn't figure him out.
Yeah, pretty much, you know. Once you saw they made that play, I think it was ball that was bunted, I think. And
by a Swisher?
Yeah, I think it was the Swisher one. And
yeah.
I think I think it was Wright that fielded the ball and he threw. But Santana and Davis were both trying to get the ball at first, but
right.
Nobody got it. When that happened, I think that loaded up the bases, and that right then and there, I knew Yankees were going to score in a, of course, later lead. But once that grand slam happened, I don't know. You could just look at the team. The offense looked like it was staggering, you know, ever since yesterday. And Santana, most important, I'm not Santana, Sabathia, he really looked like he was on his game. He didn't look like the Mets weren't going to touch him.
Yeah, because last time you guys beat him. This time he got his redemption.
Yeah, he did. But there's always a next time.
Always the next time. You're right.
But Yankees, as usual, they have a bragging rights.
Yep, you get the last laugh, man.
Yep, you got the last laugh.
Hopefully we'll get the last laugh by the end of October, hopefully.
Well, hopefully Mets will get the last laugh. It's been a long time. But now that you remind me of the World Series, remember last year around in the World Series when it was Phillies against the Yankees?
Of course I remember.
And you and the Yankee fans were saying, you know, pretty much making fun of Mr. Met, making fun of the Philly fanatics, saying that, you know, we're a team of, you know, championships, you know, all we care about is winning. We don't need no stupid mascots and stuff like that.
Yeah, of course.
You remember that?
Man, we say that almost every day.
What are your thoughts?
Nah, if the Yankees get a mascot, it better be a cheerleader, or you know, like the giant girl, like that giant girl who's not really a, she's a, like an official mascot of the New York Giants.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about, that giant fan.
The mascot better be like her. It better not be no freaking mascot with like an Elmo suit or something like that. I'm not playing.
So how would you feel if that happened?
Man, why do Yankees have to do that? I mean, come on.
Oh.
I mean, we don't need a damn mascot. We need cheerleaders. If they got a mascot, then I wouldn't go to any game.
Funny how you mentioned that, because today I just found out Yankees did, in fact, had a mascot.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, I found that out today. From 79 to 81, the mascot name was Danby. Believe it or not, this is not a joke. I found this out today. I was shocked myself. They had a mascot. It's a bird. And he has like he's a bird. He's wearing the Yankee colors. He has a Yankee hat tilted to the side, sort of like CeCe Sabathia. And he has a goatee like Sparky Lyle or the late Thurman Munson.
This was from 79 to 81?
Yes, that is correct.
Well, why did they that's just a stupid idea. Backwards hat and a goatee.
Yeah.
Well, but why did they remove the mascot from the team?
Well, I'll explain it to you. They when they created the mascot, this was around the time when Philly Fanatic just showed up.
Oh. And they didn't want to think that they were copying from the Phillies, or they didn't want to have the same mascot that resembled the Phillies mascot?
Well.
Hello?
Dandy, they created him, right? Because 2 years later, in 77, they created the Philly mascot, Philly Fanatic.
Oh. So that's why they got rid of him. But like I said, man, Yankees need cheerleaders.
Oh, but getting to the point. By the way, the producer said he looked like Yosemite Sam. And I showed her that too. But getting back to the point, 2 years ago in 77, the Phillies Fanatic debuted, and the Phillies were making more money because of the Fanatic. And as you could clearly see, Fanatic is, you know, still a beloved character in Philadelphia. Probably the only beloved character in Philadelphia since Rocky.
Right.
But they started making money, so this company, created the rights to the thing. So they were going to have the mascot, but then Steinbrenner opposed it and said the color of the mascot has to be Yankee, because it was going to be royal blue, but he wanted it to be Yankee colors.
Mm-hmm.
So they changed it to, you know, to the Yankee colors. And then, let me see what happened. So then, days after they released it, they debuted it, because they only put it in the upper deck. And just days after they debuted it, they, Thurman Munson passed away. So they briefly discontinued it because his mustache and his beard, his goatee looked eerily similar to Thurman Munson's and Sparky Lyle's facial hair. So they stopped using that for a while, and then afterwards they brought it back. And then afterwards there was an incident between Lou Piniella and Sandy the San Diego Padres chicken. And, what you gonna call it? I think the chicken was playing around putting a hex on Piniella. Piniella got upset and he took his glove and threw it, chased after him and threw it at the chicken.
What the hell?
And then afterwards he was given an interview saying that he didn't, I guess he didn't like chicken, the mascot. And then Steinbrenner was saying that how Those guys, mascots shouldn't have a place in baseball. But I think this would be, but I think this happened before the Yankees debuted their mascot.
Right.
So here he said, Steinbrenner said that mascots have no place in baseball, but that was after he okayed the, you know that they were gonna have the mascot. So then later on, the mascot debuted, and then the Yankee management, you know, didn't like it, you know. So after a while, they, you know, they pretty much got rid of the mascot, and to this day, they disavow his, you know, any knowledge of him, like he never existed.
That's good, because, I mean, that sounded stupid. Damn bird with a sideways hat, Thurman Munson goatee, I mean, come on. And, yeah, Steinbrenner is right. Like, what's the purpose of mascots anyway?
Well, mascots are there to, you know, entertain the fans, especially the children. Like, the first ever sports mascot, Mr. Met, one of the most beloved and popular mascots.
Right.
Out there. So mascots could be, you know, if done right, you know, they could be, you know, beneficial to a team, especially a team, you know, that's not doing so well that could, you know, entertain the children, you know.
When I think of mascot, I think, like, high school, college, you know, high school, college sports. I don't think mascots should be allowed in professional level. I mean, it's, I don't know, something weird. It's just weird. I don't know. Especially high school, you know. They have a lot of mascots in high school sports.
Oh, yeah.
But in
high
professional
school, college,
sports, I mean, I don't know about that.
I think some, you know, the mascot has to be interesting. It has to have, you know, something about it. Because most of these mascots are pretty much generic, you know. There's nothing really about them, you know. They just appear.
Right.
You know, Philly Fanatic, he has, you know, he has that comedic style to him. That's probably, like, the only thing in Philadelphia that I don't, you know, regarding the Phillies that I don't hate. I actually find them entertaining, you know.
The Pirate mask, he's also funny. Like, when they hit a home run, he slides down the freaking slides.
That's the Brewers one.
Oh, yeah, Brewers. I always get those two organizations mixed up, yeah. Brewers, yeah.
All NL Central teams look alike, I guess.
Yeah. But, yeah, that Brewer mascot slides down that freaking, you know that slide like they have at Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah. But, Mr. Met, you know, he's a, you know, beloved mascot, you know, entertains the fans.
Yeah.
So a staple, you know, with the organization.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, if he's been there for a long time, then they might as well keep him.
Yeah, you know, it depends. Some of these mascots really, you know, are pretty much ripoffs of Philly Fanatic or Mr. Met. So other than that, if it's not an original mascot, I mean, they should do away with it.
Man, they should have cheerleaders in baseball, man.
Yeah,
I've been saying it for years.
I'm totally in favor of that.
I want that.
The Marlins have it. They call them mermaids.
Yeah, man.
Hey, that's the only good thing they're doing right down there.
Oh, yeah. That's the only good thing about the team.
What do you think?
That's the only good thing about the Marlins.
Yeah. And unfortunately, the fans don't show up.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
I guess all the fans got turned down by the Marlin Mermaid, so they said, hey, why are you even bother showing up?
Yeah. I mean, if the Yankees had cheerleaders, shit, I'd go to every game.
I'd go to the games.
Yeah, you could sit by me, man. We could go together.
I was shocked. I was honestly shocked because I found this out, like, a half hour before the, about an hour before the show started. So I was like, man, Yankees actually had a mascot? Wow. And I remember you and even fans are, you know, when they give interviews, you know, the Yankee fans are ripping, you know, on Mr. Met and Philly Fanatic. They're like, oh, Yankees would never have a mascot like that, you know, because we're about winning. And, you know, those guys, you know, need mascots, you know, we're better than that and all that stuff. It was just funny.
Well, I mean, Yankees, I mean, there's no mascot around now, you know.
Well, yeah, and those guys are young, so just like me and you and probably some of the people our age are listening, didn't know about it because, you know, me and you and people around our age most likely don't even know about it. And unless if you're in the upper deck or somebody who's, you know, I guess a real diehard fan who finds out every little, you know, tidbit about your team, you're not going to know about that. Doesn't mean it's not that important, but.
Well, you know, hey, the Yankees organization, they thought it was a stupid idea. They only kept it for 2 years.
Actually, what, 4 years?
Oh, four? Oh. Some cheerleaders up in here.
Nope.
And the Yankees. Yankees stand cheerleaders.
I think Yankees need that.
Yeah, that would be better if you could get cheerleaders in bikinis.
I don't think they'd be doing that. I don't think they'd do that. Because, especially in the cold weather in October, you know, after the World Series, man.
Well, you can put jackets around them.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was about to say. You know, they could put on coats and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Kind of like the, you know, the Jets flight crew. The, you know, the Jets cheerleaders.
Or the Knicks City dancers.
Well, yeah, but they play indoors, so.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
not gonna
yeah.
Them.
That's true.
That was a fascinating tidbit, you know. I didn't know you guys had a mascot. You know, you should check it out online, see how he looks.
Yeah.
Give me your thoughts, you know, about what you think about the mascot, how it looked.
Yeah, I definitely want to see that.
Yeah, and if any of the, you know, viewers who know about that, you know, let us know what your thoughts about that. Check it out too. His name was Dandy.
Stupid name.
And I'm surprised when they talk about Andy Pettit, they always call him Dandy Andy Pettit. But they never make any reference, you know, that there was a mascot like that. It's like they pretend like he never existed.
Yeah. I didn't even know that.
You think you would have liked him if he was still around?
I don't know.
I
don't know
if
to dance with you.
I think, I mean, that's true. You never know unless if it happens. But I think you'd like it because it'd be... You'd be used to it. You'd be like, okay, that's my mascot. You know, that guy's here to, you know, cheer for my team. I think you'd like him.
None of the other teams that I like have mascots. So I don't really know what it feels like to like a mascot. You know?
Yeah.
Like, Knicks don't have a mascot, do they?
No, I don't know if they ever did.
And the Giants don't have a mascot.
Did they have a mascot called Father Knickerbocker? I'm not sure, but...
I know they have the official giant girl. I mean,
Yeah.
I mean, I like her, but she's not really a mascot of the team.
Yeah, that's a good question.
So I don't know how it would feel like to like a mascot. I don't know. How does it feel to like Mr. Met?
Well, you know, he's like, you know, part of the team, you know. Which, you know, he's... You know, nice to the children, you know. Get our T-shirts, you know, stuff like that, you know. Just, you know, there to entertain the team, you know. Root for the team. I guess that's the best way I could put it, you know.
If he wanted, you know, would you hug him?
Nah, I'm not going to hug the guy. I mean, it's a dude in a suit, I mean, you know.
I know, that's what
I'm saying. Let's be real. I mean,
like, when you think about it, he's not
there.
There's someone under there.
Could be a lady underneath there, but most chances it's a dude. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, he's mascot. When you think about it, there's someone under there.
You know, a high five. You know.
Well,
that,
yeah.
You know, a hug. I mean, that's a little.
You know, funny thing you say that. Yesterday in Times Square, we saw Elmo, a guy dressed in an Elmo.
Oh, yeah, right. Right, there was a dude dressed up as an Elmo.
And when I left you, I saw, like, this guy, a black guy wearing a Super Mario suit. And you could see the black through the hole.
So he was wearing that, like the Mario mask and everything.
Yeah. Mario mask. And you could see like the blackness of his face through the mask. Oh man, that was funny. I don't get it.
I mean, you know, mascots are there, you know, to entertain the fans, especially the children, especially like John Cena.
Yeah.
Talk about, you know, moments in
there. Yeah, that WWE show was good.
Yeah, it was good. They had the Kofi Kingston versus, Drew McIntyre. We missed that match because we were getting food.
Yeah, that's the match that we missed.
Let me see, what other match they had? They had the, whatchamacallit, the Divas match that came later on.
Which was kind of boring.
Yeah, it was boring. I mean, I enjoyed it because, you know, of how the girls look, but...
Oh, yeah, Maryse.
Maryse, Layla,
mm-hmm.
whatchamacallit, Michelle McCool, Eve, whatchamacallit, the Bella Twins.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Bella Twins were good. We saw them up close and personal yesterday.
Yeah, but, you know, from across, we were, like right in their face, you know.
Oh, last time I got to see them coming out of the building, I got to see them up close, me and my brother, so. But, I mean, you could see them across the street clearly. I mean,
I saw
their faces.
I saw one of them, and I saw Layla.
Yeah. Well, Layla looked good.
Oh, yeah. You know, she always looked good. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, the fans were cheering for, you know.
Yeah, but it seemed like you were more into Maryse yesterday than Layla. What was up with that?
I was into both. I'm always into both of them. Like I told you, I was a fan of Maryse even before she was even, you know, start wrestling. Because, like, in SmackDown, like, around 05 or 06, from 05 to 07, she was doing, like, promos for SmackDown. Like, in a, whatchamacallit, she was, like, in a, like, a bathtub or something. She was, like, you know, SmackDown, you know, watch SmackDown.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Man, you know, she's a good, you know, she should, you know, they should make her turn her into, you know, a wrestler.
Yeah, and she did.
And they did, actually did. That was good. But
and she looked good yesterday.
Yeah. And of course, Layla, she was a former Diva Search winner.
Yeah.
What year was that? 05, 07? I forgot.
I think so. 06, maybe?
Maybe
05? Yeah.
Maybe 06, maybe. Probably 06, 05 or 06 or something. No, wait. Chrissy Hamian, I think, was 05. Layla, I think, was 06, maybe. Eva was, like, what year was Eva? Like, 08, 09? Maybe 08. 08 or 07 or something like that. In any case.
Michelle McCool looked good, too, yesterday.
Yeah, I mean.
From afar,
you know.
Yeah.
You know, they look good, but, you know. And of course, who won? Oh yeah, Eva won. Shoot, we didn't even see how they won.
Yeah.
But the funny thing of that
match, I didn't even remember.
I was talking to this dude I don't even know, and I was saying, see what happened. He didn't know what happened either because he was talking to his wife or, you know, girlfriend or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Whoever she was, you know.
This was the same guy, yeah. I heard him chanting for Maryse with his wife by him.
Yeah. Yeah, man. He's a brave man. And the funny moment of the match was when the fans were chanting, "This is stupid," and then they were chanting, "This is boring."
Yeah.
This is boring.
Yeah, it was a pretty boring match, I have to admit, even though the Divas were good.
I mean, they look, you know, incredible as usual, but the match was boring. I mean, it was a match you see pretty much every day on SmackDown.
Yeah, and Raw, yeah.
Yeah, and Raw, too. And they didn't make Maryse fight that much.
Nah, she didn't.
It was like, damn, when they going to bring her into the match? But, I'm trying to think of something else. But the, let me think. What other matches were there? There was the, MVP, we showed up, we we sat down finally when the MVP and the MVP and Christian versus Straight Edge Society members Luke Gallows and the Mystery Meat, or I should say Mystery Man.
Yeah.
To show who this guy is.
You think it's Joe Mercury, right?
Yeah, the rumors is going out it's Joey Mercury, the former member of Eminem.
Right.
With Johnny Nitro, who is now John Morrison. That's the rumor going out there. And
I heard that the reason Joey Mercury, that's his name, right?
Yeah.
I heard that the reason that he might be wearing the mask because he has a scar on his face and he's covering it up.
Oh, that goes back to my point. Remember what, during the days, the Eminem days, when he was playing against Matt Hardy? He had a feud, I think, with the Hardy Boys, and the latter slapped and hit him in the face.
Yeah.
That was like the only memorable thing he did, you know.
Yep.
In the WWE, other than winning, you know, tag team titles, you know, as a member of Eminem.
We'll see if he'll take the mask off. He might just leave it on, not even take it off.
I think they're going to remove it eventually. Because the mystery is, like, who is this guy? I mean, if it's not like it's Rey Mysterio. No one cares how the guy looks underneath.
Right, yeah.
But this guy is like, they keep saying, who is this guy? And they're always trying to remove this guy's mask. So eventually they're milking that story. I don't know when they're going to reveal it, but...
Sometime soon, maybe even tonight, maybe.
Hey, maybe, yeah, you're right, maybe even tonight, because they got the pay-per-view event, Fatal 4-Way.
Yeah.
I'm trying... Let me see, what other matches did? It was the Intercontinental one. No, that's the Kofi one. Kofi retained. I'm trying to think of what the match. It was Kane versus... Oh, CM Punk.
Yeah, CM Punk, yeah.
No, it wasn't
Kane versus CM Punk. It was Abel. But, Kane, of course, won. That was a boring match. I don't even remember what happened in that match.
Yeah, Kane, I think Kane chokeslammed him or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he chokeslammed him and, got the pin.
Yeah.
But then, I'm trying to remember what else happened. What other matches happened?
Jack Swagger versus Big Show.
Right, Jack Swagger versus Big Show. Yeah, that was another whole hump match, you know.
No DQ match.
Yeah, no disqualification, which you thought have been... You think a no disqualification match, this should be a good match, which is what I said when I found out it was a no disqualification match, but...
Yeah.
They hardly used the chair. I think they only used it once. Somebody hit somebody on the back. One time, I remember Jack Swagger hit Big Show, and Big Show didn't even tell the injury. He just he just flinched, and then, you know, act like nothing happened.
And how did he win, by the way? I can't even remember how Big Show won.
Kane came in,
right?
Yeah, Kane disappeared. He chokeslammed,
Big Show?
Big Show, and then Jack Swagger, of course, ran and pinned him in, got the pin, and then he chokeslammed Jack Swagger, and afterwards, maybe 2 minutes later, Big Show and Jack Swagger are getting up at the same time. Big Show stands up, and, you know, he's motioning to the fans that he's going to knock him out, and, of course, he knocked him out, Jack Swagger. And before that was the Miz versus... Kofi Kingston.
No, Miz versus R-Truth. Evan Bourne.
Evan Bourne. And who's the other person? I'm trying to remember.
Mark Henry.
Oh, right. Mark Henry. Yeah. The guy I knew who no way was going to win anyway.
Yeah.
Man, WWE doesn't know how to utilize Giants anymore. It's like, Giants, if they're good guys, man, they're beatable.
Yeah, Evan Bourne had no chance yesterday, man.
Yeah, pretty much.
As usual.
But he's most likely going to... He's eventually going to win, United States or the Continental, because...
He's a high flyer.
Yeah, and plus, there's rumors that people in the back like him, like Cena. So, you know, those guys have, influence in the organization, so maybe they'll give this guy a title.
Right.
But not, I don't think a championship title. I think John Morrison would win a title before, a heavyweight title before he would.
Yeah. Oh, that's what we didn't see yesterday, John Morrison, and that slow-mo. Then again, they wouldn't show the slow-mo. Like, you'd have to be watching it on TV to see the slow-mo.
Yeah, that's true. Because Edge, he didn't even have the, Edge didn't even have his fireworks. He was, when he came out versus, who's it again?
Randy Orton, yeah. They went crazy for Randy Orton last night.
What was that?
They went crazy for Randy Orton. It was like Stone Cold was coming into the ring.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally. They definitely did. Yeah. You were screaming, son.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That was the best match of the night.
Oh, he definitely. By far.
Randy Orton versus Edge.
Yeah.
You know, they're both going for their finishing moves. And as predictable, you know, they both were going for the RKO and the spears, and Edge missed the spear, and then Randy Orton reversed into an RKO.
Yep.
For the win.
And that was the best match of the night by far.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I'm trying to remember what other match was there.
Last match, John Cena versus Sheamus.
Well, yeah. I was trying to think if there was another match before that, but yeah, the final match was WWE title, John Cena, the champion, versus Jack Swagger. Not Jack Swagger, Sheamus, right?
Sheamus, yeah.
And the highlight of the match was how the fans, the children fans, were against the adult fans.
Yeah. Kids versus adults.
Yeah.
And cheers.
It was going back and forth.
Yeah.
Hilarious. I could. Dude, that was like a R-O. FL, whatever that, you know, those initials in, you know, Texan goes. That was
LOL moment.
That was definitely a LOL, rolling on the floor, laughing kind of moment. If I wasn't sitting down, I would have been, man. That was like a moment, like when you laugh, like when you have that roaring, rumbling in your stomach. You know, you can't control the laughter kind of moment.
Yeah, it was funny. That was funny. You have so many kids who love John Cena, man, and so many adults who hate him.
So many kids. It was like the battle between the Attitude Adjustment WWE Universe Cena Nation era versus the Attitude Era, and you know, you got people our age saying Cena sucks. You got the little kids saying "Let's go Cena." It was hilarious, man.
It was.
The only few times that the fans looked united is when they were chanting "What's up" for
R-Truth. Yeah. Hey, I noticed something lately. R-Truth hasn't been making the fans say "What's up" into the mic. Have you noticed that?
You're right.
He's just been singing and going into the ring.
Yeah, you're right. I haven't noticed that. Yeah, I haven't seen them make them jump and, you know, win the competition and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, that has to be the best theme song right now.
Hell yeah, that's the best intro right now, man.
And I'd say a close second is my boy MVP's song.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they got some, you know, looks like they suddenly have some good songs again.
Yes, I mean, there's a lot of villains that have the best songs.
Yeah. You got Edge, you got Orton, which is now, he's a good guy now. Even Sheamus' theme song is starting to grow on me.
Yeah. It's a shame thing. The boys, man. I don't know what the hell they say in that song, but.
I don't know. Enforcer, I don't know what the hell they say in the song.
Yeah, I don't know. And he's paler in person, man.
He's never hanged out in the Jersey Shore.
Nah.
But in any case, that was a fun event, man. Imagine if it was like a true Raw episode, or man, like John Cena alluded at the end of the show after he pinned Sheamus, and then of course the NXT attacked.
Oh yeah.
I saw somebody standing, man, standing in, you know, outside. I'm like, that way back. I was like, oh shoot, NXT, man, NXT. I started the NXT chat, and then everybody else noticed it was NXT, and then they started chatting. Then all the other, then I think you said, where's the other guys?
And then they all came out.
Then they all came outside tagging.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I didn't think the NXT people was gonna come out.
Come on,
yeah, but this isn't a pay-per-view. This isn't Raw or SmackDown or... Yeah, I mean, it was a super show. It was Raw and SmackDown combined, but it wasn't like a tape. It wasn't like on TV. I didn't think they were going to show up, you know, because, you know, they didn't need to... Because I was shocked.
So we are wise.
The NXT...
You know what would be funny?
Who?
Yeah, and then the WWE superstars jumped in and beat up NXT guys.
Yeah. Like the producer just said, it would be funny if Jimmy from South Park sang the Wild and the Young theme song. Oh, you want to sing that? You want to sing the version how it sounds?
Yeah.
Go ahead. You hear this.
This is Jimmy from South Park singing We Are Wild and Young.
I thought I seen it more than the original one. Thanks, producer. Another impromptu moment on Sports Urban Legend. the most highly rated sports entertainment everything else show on Black Dot Radio in my mind. Yes, you did. And don't you know it's the WWE? They always say, "Oh, their show is the most watched show in this week." And
oh yeah, yeah,
show is the best show of this.
Beat out other websites and other networks and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. They never. For what can they say? Hey, we finished in last place.
Of course, they're never gonna say that.
We're number two. Or the way how they word it, they word it. If they're not number one overall, they word it in a way like, "Oh, we're the number one sports entertainment brand on UPN or something like that." You know what I mean? They would have to word it in a way to make them look like they're the best. And all the wrestlers. Oh, I'm sorry. What were you saying?
No, it's because sometimes they write stuff like, "Oh, they beat out the Cooking Channel last week," or some stupid stuff, you know.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That just reminds me. And the wrestlers, man. Nowadays, it's like, oh, like Miz was saying, like, "I'm the greatest wrestler of all time," and you know, you guys don't appreciate me. It's like nowadays, it's like every guy is like, "I'm the best."
Yeah.
Best tag team of all time. We're the best this of all time. It's like, it's getting used so much. I mean, at least, you know, in the Attitude Era or in the Hogan Era, when people said that, I mean, those people had
something.
A legitimate, they had a reason. I mean, that was before the titles weren't compiled up. John Cena is a 9-time champion.
Damn, is he really 9-time? I didn't even know that.
John Cena and Edge, all of a sudden, Edge had 0 before 2006. Now he has 9 titles now too.
Jeez.
My God. Do you know what wrestler had more titles before they started compiling all these titles?
Triple H?
No, even before Triple H started compiling, because of course Triple H won some titles, but Triple
Hogan?
H, even more. I'm talking about after Hogan. Hogan I think had 5. I think. Producer, guessed right. Let's see if you'll get it.
Well, if you count Hogan's WCW titles as well, it's more than five.
Yeah, I'm pointing. How many times have you won the titles in WCW?
Could have been like three times, maybe.
That's a good point. Because I was just counting WWE titles, but you make a great you do make a great point.
And Ric Flair, I mean, you gotta count him too.
Well, yeah. I'm talking about WWE, you know, like alone, the you know, the company itself. But you make a great point. Ric Flair has 16, and he even has more than 16 because WWE doesn't credit some of the stuff that's not in their company. So,
yeah.
That they don't have rights to. So some people even say he has 22 world championships.
Damn.
Even though WWE only credits him for 16 because they don't have, you know, jurisdiction, and they're not going to promote another company that has absolutely nothing to do with them.
Well, he's only won the WWE title like three times, isn't he?
I think twice.
Yeah, twice. Didn't he win it recently, like in the 2000s?
No. I don't think he did.
Oh, so yeah, probably just two times.
The only time he won was, I think, like from 91 to 93?
Yeah.
He was there the first time.
I could have sworn he won a title recently and when he was in WWE.
I don't think so. Shawn Michaels won the title only one time, the World Heavyweight title.
Oh.
He came back. And nothing ever since. He hasn't held the WWE title since WrestleMania 14 in 1998.
So what wrestler are you talking about that you had started compiling these titles before Edge and Triple H? Who?
Well, the person who was the leader, you know, after, you know, Hulk Hogan retired with, I think, five WWE titles, Stone Cold, I think, had six. It was The Rock. He had seven WWE titles, two WCW titles when they, you know, when they merged WCW, you know, during the invasion era.
What about Stone Cold?
Stone Cold
is up there,
six.
Too.
Stone Cold had six.
Oh.
He had six WWE titles, heavyweight titles. And maybe Undertaker at that time maybe had four, maybe.
Oh.
Because Undertaker, I mean, he's had titles here and there. He's never really...
I think Mick Foley also had it a lot, too.
Mick Foley had it three times.
Oh.
WWE titles. Brock had more title at that time, just before that time when, you know, when they started compiling the titles around, like, 2006. That's when the title started, you know, the WWE title got devalued, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, John Cena lost to RVD, and then Big Show beat, I think, RVD.
Right.
And then the titles keep going out of whack. Then later, Randy Orton. You know, that's when all the, you know, the title started going, you know, berserk, you know, losing its, you know, value. But
right.
You got guys like, you know, like Mr. Perfect, who never even had the title. You had Junkyard Dog, who was a, you know, arguably the most popular, you know, American wrestler, you know, during the Hogan era, and he never had a title shot either.
Unfortunately.
But that's how WWE was. Hogan was the man back in the day. But you know what time it is right now. And what do you think? What's your thoughts briefly about the Bret Hart attack?
I thought it was it was uncalled for, and Bret Hart's gonna find a way to get revenge on those NXT guys.
But yeah, of course he's the GM, and he fired Wade Barrett.
Yeah.
And hopefully this Daniel Bryan firing is just part of the script, but it looks legit.
Yeah.
Well, with my sore throat, I guess it's time for me to go, man. I want to thank you, McCauley, producer, the listeners for listening. And just want to thank everybody for taking the time to listen to the show. I'll see you guys next week. So long, everybody.